Welcome to the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. I'm Blake Schiff.
And I'm Cole Moore. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Beachgoers have full control over their beaches. It means that they would be able to kick anyone off doing anything they want, and it would be trespassing if it wasn't their land.
There it is, folks. That is Mr. Blake Schiff getting ready for his speech that had to be recorded this morning. Welcome back, guys. We have missed you. Of course, you know me. My name is Cole Moore, and I am here with my guy, my man, my right hand, Blake Schiff. What's up, Blake?
What up?
Blake, how you feeling about that speech, dog?
Not my best, not my worst.
Fair enough, fair enough. Guys, it may be a little foreign to you, but this will be our first week without another person with us. And we are actually leaving the fishing dungeon for 1 week, and we are back in the Forbidden Forest just this week. Yes, recording live from
the forest.
Address unknown. We're happy to be back, though. We have a few things we'd like to discuss. We're sorry that we missed out last week. We're not going to talk about why we didn't get to record last week. Just a miscommunication amongst other things. But anyways, we are back and we are doing good. Blake, you know, what you got for the people, man? You got anything on your mind before we just get right into this thing?
I'm going on a cruise.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going on a cruise to?
I think the Bahamas.
First time?
First time. Never been on a boat before.
You've been on a boat.
Just kidding. I've been on a boat. Not a big boat.
Never been on a cruise.
Never been on a cruise.
I went on a cruise in 2012 to the Bahamas.
How was it?
It was great. Went with my boy, Mr. Wesley Sunday. His family invited me to go with them, and we had a great time, man. We endless buffets, free. Well, I mean, you pay for it, but endless food.
I can tell.
Fat jokes never get old. We had on the top part of our cruise ship, there was a mini golf course. It was pretty dope. Had a lot of shows and all that good stuff. So it was pretty cool. Going with the fam?
Yeah, sorry.
Cool. You're not paying attention?
No, I am. I'm going with my family and then two family friends.
Gosh. If you, since you don't have
this is why we have to record these.
I did not, no violence whatsoever.
Cole hit me.
No, I did not. Tell him exactly what happened.
I just, like, my stool just collapsed, or my bucket.
So, I have an old baseball bucket that used to be filled with baseballs when I coached, and it has been turned into furniture. He is sitting on one of those, and he was, of course, leaning back like a child, and he
fell. I was barely leaning back. I'm like this.
Oh, man, I wish I had that on video. You would have thought a whole freaking earthquake was going down. Anyways, a whole family, two family friends?
Yes. Yes. I don't know what else to say, because I've never been on one. So, cool. Sorry, it's a mystery.
It'll be a lot of fun. Is it a 5-day, 3-day, 7-day?
I think 3.
Cool. That'll be fun. 3,000?
Just kidding.
All right, then. All right, well, let's jump right into it. You know what we do on this podcast? We talk about movies. Yes, we talk about movies, and we're about to get right into it. We've seen 2 movies since we've been on here the last. Blake, you're going to go see Yesterday Tonight with a special someone. We'll leave that out who it is.
Yes.
But it's not me, folks. It's okay. I'm cool with not being his movie partner on this one. But I am excited.
You're
to
embarrassing
watch
me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if that speech didn't embarrass you enough, I'll be posting that on my spam account when I make a spam account. Anyways, getting into the movies, we saw 2 movies. We saw Toy Story 4. Last week, you know, I was a big fan of the Toy Story series, but Toy Story 4, man, let me down. If you want my opinion, if you have to see it because you've seen all the Toy Stories, I get it. But other than that, don't waste your money on it.
Ouch. I thought it was all right. Definitely not Toy Story 1 or 2 or 3, but it was, I feel like I,
because it's
glad
Toy
I
Story
saw
4.
It. I know, but I'm glad I saw it. Just so I know what happens.
See, that's the point. If you've seen all the Toy Stories, of course you got to see it. But other than that, I would just go see it.
Yeah.
Unless you got to take your kids there or whatever. But a movie I could talk a lot about is Stuber.
Stuber.
Stuber. it got so many bad reviews, mm-hmm. and I'm so shocked because it honestly was one of the funniest, grammatically correctly say that. It was incredibly funny. And maybe I have a bias because Dave Bautista was a favorite wrestler of mine back in the day when he was wrestling. But Dave Bautista, Kumail Nanjiani.
Racist.
How?
Just pronounce his name right, please.
Okay, you pronounce it.
I don't feel like it.
Okay, that's what I thought. Anyways, they are so funny. Stuber is about a guy named Stu who is an Uber driver who gets kidnapped by a cop who just had LASIK surgery, and he is hunting down this drug lord. What's it called? A drug seller? What are they called?
Drug dealer?
Drug dealer. Maybe? Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyways, they're tracking him down, and Dave Bautista plays the cop who just had LASIK surgery, and man, is it hilarious. I couldn't stop
laughing.
It's
a hoot.
Nate Dogg joined us for that one, had both the ship bros with me. Man, it was funny. I was crying laughing mm-hmm. at that movie.
Probably one of the funniest movies I've seen like a long, long, long time. Like, I can't remember a movie funnier than that I've seen in a while, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That goes down like Grown Ups and stuff. Like, that's a really funny movie. You know what I mean?
No, no doubt.
I'll be showing my kids Stuber.
I hear that. No, Stuber's definitely a movie I'll watch more than once. Stuber, I'm not just going to say that you should watch it. I'm demanding that you go watch it. You need to watch this movie.
Or
whether
else.
You see it in the movies or you see it out of the movies, you have to watch this movie. You have to support this movie. It is phenomenal. Really enjoyed it. Bautista, I also, once again, I've just been a big fan of him always. But, you know, for those of you who don't know Bautista, he played Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy. He also played in, I believe, 007 Spectre as the bad guy. He played the bad guy in that one. He also played in Hotel Artemis, another good movie with a star-studded cast. Bautista, man, I love this guy. Like, I am a big fan, and you know me, I'm a big, if this certain actor's in this movie, I'm gonna love this movie, or I'm gonna watch this movie. Everybody knows, or at least you should know by now, who that one actor for me is. It is. You don't know.
Chris
you
Pratt.
Don't know. You don't know anything about anybody.
Wait, let me guess. Give me a hint.
All right. Funky Bunch.
What?
Funky Bunch.
Give me a better hint.
That's like the greatest hit of all time. You knew who this guy was.
Oh, Wahlberg.
Yeah, which one?
Mark.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg, favorite movie, Patriots Day, easily.
Classic.
I've said that on this podcast before, I believe. Mark Wahlberg is the guy, but Dave Bautista is a close second, because I love the guy, and he's not even been in a bunch of projects, but I'm looking for him to be in a bunch, because I really like the guy, and I'll definitely support his career. Not that me supporting his career buying a $10 movie ticket is gonna do much, but
hopefully
it does a little bit, and hopefully Bautista, if you listen to this, then
I'm sure he is.
You know, I'm a huge fan, man. Huge fan. Other than that, yeah, Stuber was, excuse me, I'm sick. Stuber is,
hi, sick, I'm late.
Stuber is phenomenal.
Nice.
We're just enjoying life. We're doing the thing, and summer's winding down. We talked about going to Marvel, a couple weeks ago. We just presented it in front of our congregation, this yesterday. It was good. Blake read a prayer that was very short.
I did good, though, right?
And yeah, you did good. You did good. you did real good.
No, I said thank you, too. I was like, good morning. My name is Blake Shipp, and thank you for, I forgot what I said. I think I said thank you for everyone who made it possible to go on this trip. And then I said, let us pray.
Lettuce. Like what you put on your cheeseburger.
And the private beach owners will gain full control of their property.
You don't need to do that.
The tourism income will most likely keep increasing, and beachfront homeowners' sandy backyards will go back to the public. To close things up, all private beach owners...
Are we just going
to
play the whole speech?
No. Just a little bit at a time. We're trying to leave the audience guessing on what is going to be talked about with... what is your speech about, by the way?
My speech is addressing... Well, it's... I can't do it. It's not a persuasive speech. It's an informative speech about the private beach ownership, whatever law. Like how private beach owners can, like, basically kick people off the beach if, like, it's in front or behind their house or whatever it's called. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
like
that's
a lot
stupid.
Of people get in trouble, all that stuff. I think beaches should be private, I guess.
You think beaches should be private?
Oh, not private. Public.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that because I'm not rich, so...
Yeah, I mean, if you are rich and you buy a house, and, like, I guess it is, like, technically unfair that you can't have your own property, but, like, it's still not cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a beach.
Yep.
It's a beach. But well, I couldn't express my opinion in that speech. I just had to, like, kind of straight face it. And stay natural.
Stay natural?
Yes.
Okay. Well... We can't wait to see the full entire speech.
I can't wait to see the grade. That's right.
Yeah, right.
If I get anything lower than a C or B, I'm going to be not happy.
You already know. Yeah, summer winding down. Got a couple crazy weeks coming up. And then I'm going to get back into the school year and going to be going full-time in school. And it'll be interesting, folks. So we'll
Cole's freshman year.
It is going to be my junior year, okay?
of college, for those who...
Yes, my
okay. They probably think you're, like, a grade lower than me, then.
There is
no
way.
This will be my senior year.
There is no way.
Well, I sound a lot manlier, so...
You do not sound manlier, and you do not look manlier.
Manlier.
Thank you. And you do not act manlier.
I'm sorry. I'm not an alpha.
That's right. Never forget that. But you also, you told me about this show that I needed to start watching.
Yes.
And I did. I started watching The Real Bros of Simi Valley.
Yes. I think, I'm pretty sure you're Mr. Ian Rogers. Shout out Mr. Rogers. I'm pretty sure he introduced me to this show, I think. Because we both watch Cody Ko, which is a YouTuber. He's really funny. He's like a comedian. But anywho, he's in this show. But it's like it's a YouTube series right now. Season 1's on YouTube. Season 2's on Facebook Watch or something like that. Just Google it. But anywho, it's just about these four dudes who live in Simi Valley. They're just a couple of dudes living their life. I can't explain it. You just have to watch it. Like, I tried to get Cole into this, and he just had to watch it for himself. And now he knows. It's like a comedy. It's
yeah,
just
it's,
hilarious.
It's like little, the whole first season's on YouTube, and it's like little 7-minute videos, and then
12-minute.
No. Not the first season on YouTube.
Season 2 is then.
Season 2 on Facebook is like 16 minutes a piece.
Okay.
How did you watch that if it was on Facebook?
You literally just Googled, like, I don't have a Facebook account. I just Googled it and clicked on the first link, and it just took me to like Facebook, kind of. Like, it just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It just showed me a video, so I watched it.
Bougie Book?
Yeah.
Took you to Bougie Book?
Whatever that is.
Bougie Book.
Is that a joke?
I don't know
what that means.
Trying to be funny, I guess.
Oh, okay. Good
yeah.
attempt.
It's pretty funny. It's a hoot.
It is a hoot.
It's a hoot.
And your boy, the dude in Stuber, the store owner in Stuber, is also the main character in Simi Valley, or one of the main characters, who's also hilarious in Stuber. And
that
in
dude,
Simi Valley.
That dude is funny.
Yeah.
Funny. There was this one scene in Stuber. And in my opinion, there's not... You can't really spoil these movies. There's not really a way to spoil these movies.
Yeah, it's a comedy. Like, you're watching it to laugh, not see...
Right.
Well, I guess a little bit to see what happens, but, like, that's not your main objective.
Exactly. There was this one part in the movie where towards... I don't even know which part... It was in...
they're in the store?
No, I'm not even talking about the dude from Simi Valley. I'm talking about the dude where they called all the Ubers.
Oh, yeah, towards the end then.
They called all the Ubers, and yeah, I'm not even going to say because that may spoil a little bit. Anyways, just be looking out for that part. It's the most I couldn't stop laughing. It was like that type of laugh where you're like, you're moving your body, you're rocking your body back and forth, like punching the air type laugh. Like, you just can't get enough of it.
Literally, my cheeks were hurting. My face cheeks, not other cheeks, just to clarify. But yeah, like, my cheeks were, like, sore. Really sore.
Okay. It was funny. And we had a vape god right in front of us. Man, it was just a great experience.
Got to breathe in some mango.
And my boy, Lawson Kilpatrick. The last two movies we've been to, he happened to be there. Him and Foley and Carson.
Yeah.
They just keep showing up, man, at the same movies we're at. So that's cool. I'll never understand why that kid wears hoodies in the summer.
Who, Lawson?
Yeah.
I think it makes him look cool.
Oh, maybe so. Well, he already is cool, so he doesn't have to look it.
Maybe. I always know, like, I feel more free when I'm wearing a hoodie, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just, like, feel like I can conquer the world in a hoodie.
Feel free. Speaking of feeling free, I'm going to feel free to rant for a second.
Oh, boy.
I know we're in a culture where people video everything, video fights and all this kind of stuff, but I'm sick and tired. I saw this video shared on Facebook like a couple days ago, and this dude at Disneyland, like in front of everybody, like started wailing on this girl.
Crying?
And these people, no, like beaten, not like crying.
Some people say wailing is crying.
No, like wailing.
He was
like
wailing.
Punching. Why are you trying to?
No. I thought you meant like he was like crying on her shoulder.
Yeah, okay.
Now I know it's the opposite.
Yeah, he was like beating up on her.
Got it.
And like it was just like, it was ridiculous. Like, you would think that somebody would be around, but clearly there was like at least the person, the video, you know, that was videoing. And then you have like five or six other people in the video holding their phones out. It's like, what are you doing? You're just going to let this big dude just wail on this girl, not cry, hit on this girl, and not hit in a good way, but in a bad way.
Wow. That's confusing.
This girl?
Yeah, I didn't
shut up. And then, crazy, because he beats her, like he's hitting her, and he hits her to the ground, and then like his girlfriend starts like hitting another chick, and then apparently like his mother's on like one of those like electric carts thing, and apparently his girlfriend that he's saving, like the reason why he was beating up on that other girl was because she was like talking crap to his girlfriend. Long story short, his girlfriend accidentally like runs into his mother or something like that because someone like pushed her into her, and like the mother like flipped over. And then the dude starts beating up on his girlfriend because she hit his mother on accident or something like that. And all these people, it took probably about 7 to 10 minutes for somebody to get on top of him and get him to the ground. It was the most pathetic thing ever. And all I got to say is I'm sick and tired of humanity. I really am. I'm over it. And I know I'm venting, and I know I'm ranting, and I know it's ridiculous. I know people are like, whatever. But I don't care, man. This is what podcasts are for. You get your opinion out, and people either listen to it or they don't. And this is just ridiculous. Stop freaking videoing fights, man. Go out there and stop it. I'm not trying to force any type of beliefs on you. I'm just saying, just stop it. If a guy is hitting on a girl, or frick, if a guy is like beating up a girl, you know what I'm saying? If that's happening, that's not cool. Somebody should not. People should be freaking videoing that, and then like sharing it. Like, what's sharing a video like that gonna do? Enrage people. It's gonna make people mad. Are people gonna do anything about it? Heck, no. They're not gonna do anything about it. They're gonna let it keep happening, or they're gonna watch it and be like, oh, exactly what I'm doing. Oh, you know, talk about it. And be like, oh, did you see this video? Did you see this video? Am I gonna show it to nobody, or am I gonna show it to anybody? No, because I got enough self-respect for those women. But that, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. This stuff makes me mad, man. It just, I don't know, maybe just because I'm just coming off a sickness, but people just have just been, not people in my circle or anything like that, like all my people, you cool, I love you, and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about just people, humanity in general. Like, people, like, I don't know, but I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know these people. I don't even know their names, but, like, they're just in the community or even outside the community. They just, like, man, they just, people are bugging these days. Like, they really are.
Heard that.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got anything to say on it?
I don't know. I feel like, actually, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, obviously, beating women's not a good thing at all. So, yep, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Thank you, Blake.
I don't know what else you want to say.
No. I mean, I was just trying to rant myself, to get that out.
I think if you're someone who could, like, make it, like, if you could stop the fight, then definitely do it. Like, I feel like what if you're, and this isn't the case for everyone, what if you're, like, in a wheelchair or something, like, videoing? I know it's probably not happening, but, like, that's a drastic case. But, like, what if you're, like, not, like, strong? What if it's, like, a massive dude? What if it's, like, Batista?
This dude was, like, 6'6", 300 pounds.
You'd have to get a group together, I guess.
Well, you're at Disneyland, dude. You gotta let kids just walk by. There's plenty of dudes there, I'm sure, and women who are capable of making this happen.
Well, I guess so, then.
Grab some and start hitting the sucker.
What if you hurt him? I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, because he's already hurt several people.
No, I agree. Never mind.
Anyways, I'm going to stop ranting about that because something I do want to get to is your
mom.
Your, not your mom.
Well, she texted me. Not your mom, my mom.
Don't talk about my mother. If I asked you your favorite restaurant, you would say.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, that you're talking to the audience. My favorite restaurant is Chick-fil-A.
You would say Chick-fil-A. Well, I don't know. I just love reading reviews these days. We give reviews on movies, so I was like, why not just see what reviews are? There are a couple of reviews about Chick-fil-A that just, I'm going to read a review, and I want you to respond to that person. I want you to defend your restaurant, okay?
Defend my restaurant? I can do
yes. that. Yes. And the new segment called Blake Defends Chick-fil-A. Hey.
Nice. Let's do it.
All right. I'm not going to give you the real name of the person, but I am going to say where they're from. I'm going to give you a fake name. Ready?
Yes.
Sandra from Sicklerville, New Jersey says.
Is that actually where she's from, though?
Yes. I'm going to give you the actual place, not the actual person's name.
So now I have a bias on them. They're from Jersey, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
You can roast them or say what you want to say. I eat Chick-fil-A about 3 to 4 times a week. Same. I absolutely love this place.
Same.
And always had a good experience until recently. Sounds promising. By the way, this is a 1-star review.
Ooh, yoinks.
I went through the drive-thru with my mother, and she asked to speak with the manager. Oh, look, hold on. Let me stop right there. I love my mother to death, but my mom is that type of mom that if something is wrong with something, see, I play it cool. If somebody puts something on my sandwich that, which I'm not picky, I'll have anything, but like if someone puts something on my sandwich that I didn't want, I'm just like, all right, cool, I won't even say anything. But my mother, like, it, we could be like half a mile down the road, leaving the fast. She did this before when we leave the drive-thru. Half a mile down the road, she'd have to turn that sucker around. If anything was wrong, she had to turn that sucker around. She had to go. And I understand, but like, man, I used to hate going out to eat.
I think that's like most moms, because my mom, I was not like that awful about it, but I have recalled a few times where it's like either like at a grocery store or like that. You know what I mean? And like something isn't right, and like if it was just me there, I'd be like, whatever, I'll just deal with it. But like, she kind of like goes out of her way, so I think that's like kind of a mom thing, which is okay. She's
maybe
like,
they just want a perfect. Men are stupid, women are smart thing. Like, women just gotta show the person that, hey, this is how it needs to be. And I respect, because in their defense, like, why wouldn't you go get what you paid for?
Yeah, it is smart.
But like, for me, I'm just like, look, I don't even care. Like,
I'm just hungry.
I paid $10 for it. I'll eat this double cheeseburger even though I got a triple cheeseburger. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'll eat this double cheeseburger with pickles on it even though I got onions on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My mom also just deathly hates onions. Anyways, back to it. My mom is a typical... Oh, here it is. I should have just kept reading. My mom is a typical mom and expressed her concern for the ladies taking orders in the pouring rain. The manager, Paige, said, Yeah, they're fine. We bring them in when it's really bad. Rolled her eyes and walked away while my mom was still talking. Bad customer service is just plain rude. I will not be coming back. Paige does not have the qualities of a true manager and is a disgrace to the whole Chick-fil-A team.
All right.
What do you say to Sandra?
Sandra? All right. Paige sounds kind of not nice.
What if she had a bad day?
Yeah, she probably had a bad day, but, I mean, one bad apple can't ruin the whole tree. You know what I mean?
Got a point. And do you think there's only one Chick-fil-A there? Sorry, exactly. I'm going to let you talk to her. My bad.
It's okay. But, Sandra, I don't know. You just got to deal with meanies sometimes. Did it affect your food? Like, I don't know. Rains, I understand lightning and, like, hard rain. But, like, if it's just kind of raining, rain doesn't hurt you. You just get wet. Like, I work in the rain a lot. I don't mind. I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, I kind of see why she would be upset because Paige is kind of rude and that's not cool. But I mean, you can't hate on the whole Chick-fil-A universe for that. You can hate on the Paige universe, but not the Chick-fil-A universe. Next.
Billy from Madison, Alabama.
Ooh, close to home.
Says this.
For me.
Chick-fil-A is just as guilty, too. A few weeks ago, the line was almost to Goodyear, so we decided to go in.
Why would he say to Goodyear? We have no idea how far that is. Like a Goodyear store? Like, we have no idea how far away that is.
I'm actually going to cut this out because that was actually a legitimate gripe.
Wait, what?
Never mind, I'll tell you later.
okay.
I'll tell you after we cut recording.
Okay.
This one is a little ridiculous. This is from Teresa of Kingston, Tennessee.
Alright.
On June 27th, 2019, my daughter and I went to Chick-fil-A restaurant in Knoxville. As I am trying to lose weight, I opted for fruit instead of fries to go with grilled nuggets I had ordered. Why are you even at a fast food joint, ma'am?
No, grilled nuggets, respect.
They already cost more, and I was aware of this, but I was fine in doing so. My daughter ordered the 8 nuggets as well as the fruit cup. In my honest opinion, this isn't truly a combo and you should watch out. I was charged an extra $1.14 for each fruit cup. The total of the bill was $17.06. I could have gone to a nice sit-down restaurant and had a nicer lunch for that price.
For two meals?
I complained to Chick-fil-A and asked how it is truly considered a combo since other fast food places allow you to make a choice and don't extra charge for this. The response I got was rude and condescending, trying to tell me how their fruit is prepared and about the cost of the fruit. First of all, I'm an adult and a parent. I've been buying fruit and preparing it for years and know that the small amount each person is given is not worth the additional charge. I feel very taken advantage of and condescended to. Never go back. Just beware is all I can say. !2.
I don't even want to give this lady the time of day. That was ridiculous. I mean, like, it's just fruit. And it's like just a buck. I mean, I don't know. You definitely can't go out and get a, because she said two orders. You can't go out to a nice sit-down restaurant for under $17. That's false. Unless you're going to, like, I don't know.
Plus it was McDonald's. Her and her daughter, by the way.
I know. I don't know. If you're not willing to pay an extra buck for some fruit, I mean, then go to Walmart and buy you some bananas. I don't know. I don't know how to solve your problem. That's a little whack. I'm not going to lie. Plus, I mean, if you're at Chick-fil-A, I'm not saying the fruit's probably not healthy and the grilled nuggets probably isn't healthy, but I eat grilled nuggets like every day of my life from Chick-fil-A, and I'm pretty sure it's not, like, wouldn't you agree? Like, it's grilled chicken, but it's probably not, like, the best for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot wrong with her argument. Like, if she was doing a persuasive speech, she would get a D-. Next.
And the last Chick-fil-A one I will read is this. This is from, by the way, these have all been women.
Wow, just, that was,
I was
something.
No. That, first of all, I get how that came out. That was not supposed to be intended like that. It was going back to what we said earlier about how women, like, they
want what they want.
Well, no.
What would they pay for? Sorry.
Yeah, well, it's that they're smarter. Like, because typical bid would just be like,
thin ice here, Cole.
Whatever,
thin ice.
Huh?
Thin ice.
I'm not on thin ice. I know how I stand. I love women. Woo! I literally stated that they are smarter. Like, they will go back and, like, I respect it. You know, if they've been done wrong, they'll make it a point. I understand that. I'm just like, whatever. I don't care. This is from Teresa Bellevue, Washington. A lot of Teresas.
You're making these names up?
Yes. My family and I decided to go out for dinner. Rare occasion. We thought we would treat our teenage daughter. Well, we were all horrified to see that the iced tea was served in styrofoam cups. Does this company care about the environment at all? Yes, this is real. I would not go back there ever again. I do not need my iced tea to be served in a styrofoam cup for one serving of iced tea to live in a landfill forever. My husband had a good idea, though. Maybe they could keep all the styrofoam cups and make a big float.
Your husband's on to something. I don't know. I'm all for helping the environment, but that's ridiculous, too. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to help the environment, and I don't know. I really don't know how to say this without, like, dogging on people who want to save the environment, but I think everyone can agree that lady was being ridiculous, too. Like, have you never gone to a Chick-fil-A before? Like, the lady?
Me?
She's horrified to see the
I know, Starfire. Hey, I mean, like, a lot of people have it. I guess she expects it from McDonald's. I don't know.
Well, McDonald's, I
can't believe those Christians. They just have the styrofoam cups, and it's just ridiculous. I thought they were supposed to care about everybody.
I guess McDonald's has, like, cardboardy plastic. You know what I mean?
I guess that means Lil Dicky doesn't eat it, Chick-fil-A.
Lil Dicky?
Because he loves the earth.
Oh, that was good.
Shut up.
I don't know. That was also a poor complaint. I mean, sometimes you gotta deal with what you gotta deal with and help with what you gotta help with. That's all I'm gonna say about that. That lady sucks. You need me to stall some more?
No.
Okay.
Stall? What are you talking about?
He's like, you were looking for something.
Nope. They don't need to know that.
Okay.
If
you have a top, if you don't have a topic right now, I have one.
I do, but go for it.
Oh, Area 51 raid. Dun dun dun.
Who's
going?
Your squad?
My squad. I'll have the Miners. Plus, I will have Clay Lawrence to come. Clay Lawrence is like my only friend that's not a Miner, I think. Well, I shouldn't say that. I feel like I have more. But I don't know. I got to take the whole squad. Plus Clay, I guess I'd bring you, just like throw at the aliens. I'm just kidding. Human shield. Just kidding.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I don't know if I want to bring my family because it could get dangerous. I feel like all my friends are pretty somewhat athletic.
You could only take two people.
Two people? I could either go at this one way, think of two people who I think I could use very well, or two people who I don't care about because I'm pretty sure it's going to get shot. Like,
well, I guess we're all gonna know which one you choose.
Dang it! I might do the shot one because that's kind of mean. I will pick my I will pick my friend Big Nate at work. Big Nate is a large man with large goals in life, and I feel like he'd be a very valuable member of my team. My second member will be. It has to be a person?
Yeah.
It can't be a dog?
Nope.
Dang it. Big Nate and who else should I bring? Someone who... I need a distraction. Because Big Nate would be like... I could like ride on Big Nate's back and we could just get out of there. I need a distraction. Who's very distracting? I feel like... I could bring Ian. He could be the distraction. He'd probably die, though. Sorry, Ian.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
So you bring Nate and Ian.
Yes. I feel like that'd be a deadly combo.
Nice. So you don't feel safe with me. All right.
Well, I didn't want to get you killed.
I'm just kidding.
This is a dangerous mission we're talking about. That's why I chose Ian to get killed.
If I had to take two people...
<kidding. clears throat>
It would definitely, one would definitely be my roommate, Jason.
Really?
Yeah.
What if he gets shot?
What? He won't. Jason is the most, like.
Is he athletic?
Amazing. Yeah. He used to be a cage fighter, dude.
I'm going to bring Jason then.
Jason
I'll sub out
is
Jason.
Literally a silent assassin. Like, I would easily take him. And then my second would be, like, legit, like, if I'm really thinking this through, because he always has, like, a solid plan about everything, it'd be Paul. I would take Paul and Jason. And I know, I was talking to Paul last week, and he said, you get, like, last podcast, you talked about me four times or whatever, and here I am talking about him again. I just can't get enough, but it'd easily be Paul and Jason. If I was going to Area 51, and this is not me thinking, ooh, I don't think in terms of like who I'd want to die. I think in terms of we're gonna complete this mission, because obviously I'd be there too, and I would die too if the other two died. Jason would protect. Paul would come up with like the solid plan to make it all happen, and we'd have fun along the way. He's a great road trip. Paul is the greatest road trip guy
and farter.
That's a. He's just a great guy all around, but, like, seriously, no joke, real talk, Paul is the greatest road trip guy there ever was. Like, dude has solid ideas for everything, and I'm pretty sure people use his road trip ideas for every single thing. As we begin to wrap up this podcast and Blake gets his quote of the week ready, I'm just going to read a couple more reviews from these funny Yelp reviews. This is a 3.5-star review of this place called Sexy Pizza in Denver, Colorado. This says, they overcharged me because I was drunk. That's some very non-sexy behavior. Unless Denver has this place off all sales tax, they clearly ripped me off. Pizza was decent, not sexy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll do a quote. Oh wait, sorry. I was on the mic.
No, now. I was just gonna read one more.
This will be an easy quote of the week, by the way. More.
This is LA Donuts. It is a 5-star review. They only have one review. It says, I really love this place. I've been going since it opened. I had the hugest crush on the daughter of the owner. And I would come in after class when I was in junior high and try to talk to her. But the skate store next door opened up and all the skaters got to her, and one of them got her pregnant. I never saw her again. Oh yeah, the donuts and good, and they will usually hook you up with a free donut to try. So I don't think it was even a review for donuts.
That was very
anyway,
subtle.
That was a bomb. So yeah, other than that, as we wrap up this short little podcast, we just wanted to get back on the mics with you guys and see how you've been, talk to you a little bit. And yeah, we're gonna wrap this thing up, and Blake's got his quote of the week. And Blake's got his quote of the week, and then next week we will
almost dropped a glass there.
Next week we will hopefully be back with you on time and not have to miss another week. We thank you for listening. Blake,
I got one.
Take us out.
This is a quote of the week from a man I haven't seen in a while, and I saw him yesterday on Sunday at church, and I miss him, seeing him. Broke your neck.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week in the forest.
Bye.